My beloved brethren of the priesthood, I'd like you to know tonight that I'm humbled in your presence. I've thought of questions that might enter the Aaronic priesthood young man's mind, and one such question would be, where do I get a commitment to the church, like the brethren of the bishops and the wards, the stake presidents? What is it that causes a man to go early in the morning and work late at night and give his heart and soul to the kingdom of God? Where can I go to find a commitment to the Savior like you have? And then one question, where can I get a testimony? And I would like to brush away the fluff if we could and maybe go to that place where I gained my special testimony. And it happened to be in the scriptures. Let's go back first to this young man, Enoch. Enoch said as he journeyed in the land that the voice of the Lord came unto him and told him to prophesy and call the people to repentance. And then he said, Enoch answering, said, wherefore hast thou called me? For I am slow of speech, and all the people hate me. Wherefore am I thy servant? And then the Lord told him to go forth and do as he said, and that the rivers would flee before him, or the mountains would flee before him, and the rivers would turn from their course if he would but follow this great lead and accept this call. And Enoch accepted the call. And then you recall a tremendous thing that happened, and I think this is absolutely beautiful the way it's described in the scriptures, how the people describe Enoch after he received this call. They said, and there is a strange thing happened in the land. There is a wild man among us. I think that's a tremendous description of one who serves totally and fully in the Lord's service. And then Enoch, of course, had some great associations, and he happened on one time to be conversing with the Lord, and he said, how is it that thou canst weep, seeing thou art from everlasting to everlasting? And were it possible that man could number the particles of the earth, yea, millions of earths like this, it would not be a beginning to the number of thy creation. And thy curtains are stretched out still, and thou art just, and thou art kind, and thou art merciful forever. I want you to know when I read those sacred words that I felt and had the feelings I believe that Enoch might have had in some small degree. And each of you can have those same feelings. And then I believe later on Enoch had the privilege of seeing all the generations of man and beholding them and their wickedness. And then Enoch wept and stretched out his arm, and the scripture said, and his heart swelled wide as eternity. I think that's a beautiful description, and I heard our modern prophet say something similar. He wept, and then he said, as I thought about the membership of the church, he said, my heart and soul went out to the entire membership of the church. Doesn't that have a familiar ring of the prophets? And then what about Jeremiah? The Lord called Jeremiah, and he said, I knew thee before thou wast born, and I ordained thee to be a prophet. And then the scripture said, Jeremiah answered, said I, O Lord God, who am I but a child and cannot speak? And yet the Lord took this young man and made the great prophet Jeremiah out of him. And then again, let's take a look at Amos. The Lord called Amos to go down to Israel and prophesy. And Amos did this. And then Amaziah, the king's priest, was wroth and angry. And he came to Amos and he said, thou, seer, go flee thee away and come no more unto Bethel, for it is the king's chapel and it is the king's court. But go to Judah and prophesy there, but leave us alone and eat bread and honey and leave us alone. And then Amos said, I think with all the courage and all the dignity of a prophet, said, I was no prophet, neither was I a prophet's son. But the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, go thee down and prophesy unto my people Israel. He said, I was an herdman and a gatherer of sycamore fruit. But he said, when the Lord commanded me to go down and prophesy unto Israel, therefore hear the word of the Lord, and with all the righteous integrity of one who had this calling, did exactly that. Then I want to tell you how the type of experience I had when I read the Book of Mormon. And this great soul, Enos, a young man, the son of a prophet in this case, and he said, behold, it came to pass that I, Enos, having known of my father that he was a just man, and having been taught in his language and in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, and blessed be the name of my God for it, behold, I will tell you of the wrestle which I had before the Lord before I did receive a remission of my sins. I went to hunt beasts in the forest, and the words which I had often heard my father speak concerning eternal life and the joy of the saints sunk deep into my heart, and my soul hungered. and I knelt before my Maker in mighty prayer and supplication. And all the day long did I pray unto him, and when the night came, I did still raise my voice high, that it did reach the heavens. And a voice said unto me, Enos, thy sins are forgiven thee, and thou shalt be blessed. And now I, Enos, knew that God could not lie, wherefore my guilt was swept away. And I said, Lord, how is this thing done? And he said, because of thy faith in Christ. Young man, did you hear those words? Because of thy faith in Christ. And then a wayward son of another prophet, Alma, his younger son, and he told his son later on in testimony, he said, as I went about with the sons of Mosiah, seeking to destroy the church and kingdom of God on the earth, behold, God sent his holy angel to stop us by the way. And his voice was as the voice of thunder, and the whole earth did tremble and shake beneath our feet. And we all fell to the earth, for the fear of the Lord came upon us. And the angel commanded me to arise, and I arose and beheld the angel of the Lord. And the angel said unto me, if thou wouldst be destroyed, seek no more to destroy the church and kingdom of God. And then Alma said, when I heard these words, I fell to the earth. And it was for the space of 3 days and three nights that I had neither the use of my tongue nor my limbs, but I was harrowed up by the memory of my sins. Yea, I was racked with eternal torment. He said, I remembered all my sins, and I remembered that I had rebelled against my God and had murdered many of his children, or rather led them unto destruction. And in fine, so great had been mine iniquity that the thought of coming into the presence of my God filled my soul with inexpressible horror. Oh, thought I, that I could be banished and become extinct, both soul and body, that I might not be brought into the presence of my God to be judged of my deeds. Now it was for the space of 3 days and three nights that I was thus racked with eternal torment, harrowed by the memory of my sins. And finally, my mind caught hold upon a thought that I had heard my father prophesy concerning one Jesus Christ who would come into the world to atone for the sins of man. And when I thought this, I cried within my heart, O Jesus, thou Son of God, have mercy on me who am in the gall of bitterness and am encircled about by the everlasting pains of death. And now when I thought this, I could remember my pains no more, and I was filled with joy as exceeding as was my sorrow. There could be nothing so beautiful and exquisite as was my joy. Yea, behold, my son, methought I saw, even as our father Lehi saw, God sitting upon his holy throne, surrounded with numerous concourses of angels, in the attitude of singing and praising their God, and my soul did long to be there. Now contrast those two experiences of Alma. One, that he would be banished and extinct, both soul and body, and the other, that he longed to be in the presence of God. I believe the scriptures have every dimension of life that we can cleave unto and find the pattern for living if we'll just go back to the scriptures and study them and learn of them. Let me tell you the greatest experience I believe I've had in all the readings of the scriptures, and I'm sharing something that's very tender with me. I remember the night as I read 3 Nephi, the 17th chapter. That's when I discovered the Lord Jesus Christ, my Redeemer, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, my Savior, my personal Savior. And I believe that's the way, where I finally found the description that I had always thought the Savior would be. He said, and he'd been with these people all the day long, you recall, and finally said, I perceive that you're tired, that you do not understand all of the words which I am commanded of the Father to speak unto you at this time. Therefore, go ye into your homes and ponder upon these things, and I come unto you again on the morrow. But now I go unto the lost tribes of Israel, for they are not lost unto the Father, for he knoweth whither he hath taken them. And here, I believe, is where I found it. And as he thus spake, he cast his eyes round about again on the multitude, and beheld they were in tears, and did look steadfastly upon him, as if they would ask him to tarry a little longer with them. And he said, behold, my bowels are filled with compassion. Have ye any that are sick, or halt, or blind, or lamed, or maimed, or leprous, or afflicted in any manner, bring them hither, and I will heal them. For my bowels are filled with mercy. And he said, for I perceive that ye desire that I should do unto you those things which I have done unto your brethren at Jerusalem, for I perceive that your faith is sufficient. And then you recall that he had all of those who were sick or halt or blind or lame come forth. And it's, the scripture said, and as many as were brought forth were healed, and all those who did come forth, the crowd was so great did bow down and kiss his feet, insomuch that they did bathe his feet with their tears. And when he had blessed all of those who were sick and halt and blind and leprous, then he called the little children round about him, and then he commanded that the multitude should kneel down, and they knelt down, and he knelt in their midst and prayed. And the scripture said, "The eye hath not seen, neither hath the ear heard, such marvelous things we both saw and heard Jesus speak. And no heart can conceive of the things that he spoke, and no tongue can speak the things which he spoke, and no heart can conceive of the joy which filled our souls at the time we heard him pray for us unto the Father." And then you recall, finally, after he'd finished praying, he arose. But so great was the joy of the multitude that they were overcome. And he commanded that they should arise. And he said, "Now, behold, my joy is full." And then Jesus wept. And then he blessed the children one by one. And when he had done this, he wept again. And then he said unto the multitude, "Behold your little ones." And as they looked to behold their little ones, they saw the heavens open, and angels descending out of heaven, as it were, in the midst of fire, and encircled those little ones round about, and ministered unto them. And after this manner does the multitude bear record, and they were in number 2,501 souls who were in that beautiful experience with the Savior. I want you to know I was there. I wouldn't know any more surely if I had been there than I knew as I had read this book. And I promise you that vicariously, every single young man in the church can read the scriptures and have that great vicarious experience with the prophets. And you can gain your own testimony, and it need not be pinned on someone else's coat sleeve. You can actually know. You can know that we have a modern prophet. Read his words. Listen to him. I want to know I've had burned into my soul like nothing else in my life that President Harold Bealey is a prophet. I so testify and admonish you to study the scriptures. Go back to the pure word of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.